This is Morgan Freeman, and you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go, Payday! Payday!
Right, the voice of God did say you are listening to the Game Fix Podcast. This is the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Check out our website, gamefix.ning.com. Watch our weekly streams at twitch.tv/gamefix.
Of course. And then you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. Just search for Game Fix Show and you'll find it. It's all there. It's all there. This show is the last show of 2016. So we're pretty excited. We all just kind of got off Christmas break or Hanukkah break or Kwanzaa. I don't know, whatever you celebrate. I hope it was Merry. Can you say like Merry to like somebody that's Jewish? I don't even know. I don't know the rules.
Yeah, I think Jews can be Merry.
Okay. All right. Well, Merry to them as well. So, well, because it's the last show of the year, we want to really get into all like the best and the worst of 2016, at least in our opinion. So we'd love to hear your opinion on our Twitter at Game Fix Show, of course. And then, but apart from that, we have a lot of movies that we want to get into because, you know, a lot of stuff's coming in 2017, maybe some upcoming games coming out in 2017. And of course, just like usually at the end of the month, we talk games with gold. So we have some free games coming up. And then not to mention, finally, we gave you guys kind of a week, but Brucey B is here with a Star Wars review. And dude, let me tell you, he is super excited about it. That's all I'll say. I don't want to give anything away. So, yeah, he nice. Is a Star Wars fanatic. Yeah, for sure. Like there's no doubt. I know you're a big fan, but he is like a freak when it comes to it. So yeah, he was super excited about doing this one. So I hope you're super excited about listening to it. Yay.
Yay.
Okay. Well, let's start the show like we normally do. It's what we've been playing this week. That's how we do it. Verlaine, why don't you start off? What have you been playing this week?
Well, I have been playing Overwatch.
Oh, really?
Hooray. All right. Well, first of all, I've been playing some Battlefront since it's free on EA Access. I've been playing cool. it. And this weekend they had one of the expansion packs free, so you could play the Death Star expansion pack.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because it's not like I thought it would be in terms of like any kind of DLC. It's not like they added maps that you could do the game plays, you know, you could do whatever the game mode is on new maps, like centered around the Death Star, or, you know, you get the new heroes. But when you play this, it's its own, like, game. I guess it's an expansion. So it has its own playlist. The thing is, it plays kind of like the whole game should have played. Like, you'll start off, the first playlist is in the space, you know, but you have a mission. You're trying to stop, you know, like in the movie, you're trying to get to the Death Star and shoot the torpedoes in while the bad guys are trying to stop you from doing it.
Sure.
So first it starts out as, you know, in space, that level. And then once that mission is completed, then it goes to like a ground level when you're inside of the spaceship. And then after you blow up the spaceship, like the Star Destroyer or whatever, then it goes like back to airplane or back to the space, like the X-Wings and stuff. That's kind of how it should have been in the first place, where you could pick what you want to do. And there's actually like a purpose of the expansion. But the biggest thing I got from Battlefront is the load times. I think it's just new because I used to have the game and it never stuck out as much as it does now. But these load times are ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Like Battlefield 1.
Like
it takes a while.
Like WWE 2K16 load times.
Worse. Oh. Because see some games like Battlefield 1, you'll spend, I don't know, 2 minutes, it feels like a long time, but probably like a minute and a half, 2 minutes in the beginning because it's loading the map. Then you're in the map, everything's good as gold and whatever, load times are done. Well, with Star Wars, you know, you spend that whole time loading into a map, right? after you finish the match, if you want to leave the game, like by pushing B and it says leave game, hold B, it takes you just as long. It's like something's fucked up with the game where it's like loading the whole entire next map first and then bringing you to the home screen.
No, weird. Like it has to finish loading.
Yeah. So I'm not kidding. Like what I do now when I get home from work or when I'm about to play games is I'll put Battlefront on and I'll play around one round. I mean, I'll play one round and then I turn the entire game off. I exit, I leave game, and then I quit the entire game because I know it's going to take me 10 minutes just to fucking start again. It's ridiculous. So I'm very glad that I didn't purchase the game. I still like the game, but it's one of those games that like someone put someone in charge that doesn't play the game. That's the best I can describe it.
Fair enough.
Because they would obviously have known something's wrong when all I want to do is go to the main menu and it's taking me just as long as loading a level. Yeah. It's ridiculous. But Overwatch made it all better. You logged in, you got the free loot boxes.
Yeah. If you didn't, you totally missed out.
I don't know how long it's going for. Yeah. You might be able to sneak in there. That it was a treat. I mean, obviously it's just 5 loot boxes, but no game really does something like that.
Right.
You know, especially at this point, more of their money is probably they're relying more on the money they get from people buying loot boxes right now. Cause everybody's already bought the game.
Right.
So that was a nice treat. I think I got a duplicate legendary skin, which pissed me off.
Yeah. I thought you hate that.
But In related news, we did find out that Tracer is a lesbian.
She is, if that's true.
How do you feel about that? Because I don't really think it's even like...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they could have not told me and it would have been all right.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I have no qualms with the gay community. I think it's fine. I think there should be more like gay superheroes just because it's... You know, it's the world we're living in. You know, the way they came through with it, because it was like part of the like the comic book or like their I don't know, graphic online.
Yeah, their web. Yeah, web series, web comic.
Yeah. And that's they kind of just said like they didn't even no one really mentioned it. They just put it out there and they were like, all right, let's see what people are going to think now. And like to me, it was like one of those like, does it really even need to be there? I mean, I guess so. OK, cool. She kissed a girl. Cool. OK.
Yeah,
I'm still gonna be Tracer, and it to me it's a no issue. It's whatever. She could like whoever she wants. It's a video game. let's be clear. It's just a video game, and that's who cares.
Yeah, I don't have an issue. I'm not gonna go out and say I think we need more gay superheroes and things like that.
Well, I mean, I believe as much as we need gay superheroes, we need women superheroes as well. But that's just me. So.
You know what? I feel the same way. I feel the same way. That sentence to me is the same, but I think we mean different things by it. I think when it comes to like gays and transsexuals, that they just don't say anything about it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like you're begging for people. You're just trying to rile people up by saying, "Oh, here's Cyclops from the X-Men. Guess what? We finally decided he's gay."
Who cares?
Like that's something that you're just trying to piss people off. You're deliberately doing it. Like you don't need to include it. He could be gay. You could just like this Tracer thing. I don't think that Blizzard was really trying to be like, all right, let's stir some feathers and like piss people off. Let's just throw this in there and show them, you know, I mean, come on, look, when you first see Tracer, the way that she acts, the fact that she's like a badass short haired chick, it's like not a surprise. I think the biggest issue people are having is that Tracer is Overwatch. Even if you don't play Tracer, almost anyone can jump on Tracer and be good at Overwatch. She is on the cover of Overwatch.
Yep.
She is on the, when you play quick play, she is the person on that square. It's her character. She is highly involved in the game. And I think that's what is kind of like making people care, but yeah, like I don't understand, especially now. Like, who cares? Like, I can't wait until the day that they do that and people are like, who gives a shit?
Who cares? You know, I mean,
because we're not watching her, you know, we're not in with it romantically. We don't give a shit what she's doing right. when we're care. Not being her in the game.
And she's not, because by the way, she's just a fake character. But like,
right.
I mean, again, don't get me wrong. I have nothing against them, but like, I you know, like, they didn't go, here's Reinhardt, he likes women.
Yeah.
You don't need to say
he's
that.
A rapist.
Well, that's different. But like, like, you don't need to say that. I think it's a non-issue. It's definitely not an issue. I think it's perfectly fine. They're just trying to give the characters more of a story so you can, more people can relate to it. I could see that. But at the same time, like we said earlier, it's nothing. It's whatever. Right. It's fine.
I think they should, in one of their future web comics, maybe change her back and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, in the comic, she's like, oh, she was just experimenting. Oh, I know that I'm straight. And then what are people going to say?
Yeah.
Probably nothing. But yeah, I love Overwatch,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I've been playing.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've definitely gotten some Overwatch in. I think I'm up at level 75 now, so I'm getting there. I'm trying to prestige. I'm getting there. It's slowly but surely. But you know, the Overwatch community, like, just to go online and play, like, everybody. It seems like that has, like, a headset, is very into the game, and they know how to play it. Like, it's very few and far between, but when you find, you know, a few guys that have no idea what they're doing, and they're just messing around and just saying hello to everybody, and if you're May, you just constantly put up the ice wall right at the beginning. That's annoying. That is so annoying to me.
Yeah, good.
Ugh, so annoying. But, like, yeah, I mean, the Overwatch game itself it's amazing. I know we say that every show, but it is that. I mean, we're not even in the segment right now, but I'm going to tell you right now that Overwatch is, to me, the best game of the year. It really is. I mean, it won awards for the best game of the year, but to me, it is the best game of the year.
Yeah.
So,
I feel the same way.
See, there you go.
I get pissed off playing it, and I'm glad that you say that about May, because, like, I mean, you've played with me when I get in my moods,
yes.
And I'm super competitive about the game. And it's, and at those moments, like, I understand it's just a game, and I love all of you. But, like, it's the same as if we were on the Browns, and we're playing a football game, and, you know, your fucking tight end's just dicking around, like, you know, lollygagging.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to play, you right. know, even if it was a preseason game, you're still not going to just, like.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, take it easy. It's just a fucking game.
No, this is my job. I mean, in that case, that's your job, but yeah.
Well, yeah. But yeah, I think it's very, when you find groups, I mean, I find groups of guys where you don't even like me and you will be in the party, and so everybody else isn't. But then we'll come up to the guys where if I'm like ultimate ready, get close to me, they're like, understood. They get near me, I shoot my ultimate, they shoot theirs. Totally on the same page, and I love it.
Yeah, that's what makes the game great. It really does.
Yeah, and that's why they added that stay as a team button. Yeah. I just wish I could push that button more, because I would really love to use that button a lot.
Yeah.
It's just, unfortunately, even in competitive,
yeah,
you get those people that are just, I'm going to lose on purpose. I want to see how low my score can get.
Like, why are you playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but like, yeah, I've had some pretty good kills this past holiday break. I got a lot of plays of the games, like Link said, he was thinking about doing. I think we're all going to do this. I want to put a video together of the best of our best. So please watch. You'll be seeing that in the next upcoming weeks here on our YouTube page. So you need to see that. Other than Overwatch, I've been really playing a lot of that SimCity when I'm not in front of a TV. You know, when I'm just hanging out with my parents and whatever. that game's fun. It's just, you know, it's a time wasting game. I understand, but there's a lot to that game, and I see why people like it. There's a game I did download that I haven't started playing yet, and I'm a little disappointed in myself that I haven't started playing it, but it's actually another Blizzard game, Hearthstone, and I've I've heard so many good things, and I've heard so many people like they like to play it, and I finally downloaded it, but I'm yet to open it. So I'm going to. I'll get there this month. That's
Hearthstone is great.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So I need to really try it out and see what the hubbub's all about, bub.
Yeah, it's like Magic.
Yeah, I know. I'm in. That's cool. I'd like to give it a try. I did play the Mario Run a couple of times, and I still haven't bought it, because I don't think it's worth it. I have a few buddies that look at me like I'm crazy because like, aren't you the video game guy? You'd love this. I'm like, yeah, but it's not worth $10. It's really not worth $10. But if you like Mario, it is everything of Mario that you could see. Apart from, you don't have to jump on Goombas,
and you can't fly.
Well, that's fair.
Well, maybe you can later on.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that not jumping over things kind of throws me off.
Yeah, it kind of takes the fun out of a couple of things, but because I see what they're doing, to jump over somebody, you have to like actually jump on them, like time it out right. But then like once you jump on them, you jump again. It does kind of like a flip or a spin in the air, and you get like style points for it. Yeah. That's new to Mario. That's nothing. Yeah, you've never seen anything like that. So there's the coolest part about the game is there are a lot of new Mario animations that you've never seen. And I really think that's the coolest part. But if that's the coolest part, it's not worth $10. I don't know.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. All right. Well, let's get into a couple of things. I understand you have some Overwatch you want to get into.
That was it.
Well, that was
we already
it.
Got
okay.
into
okay.
it.
Okay, good. Anything else you want to cover apart from that?
No.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, let's get into some games with gold, because Xbox has announced their January 2017 games with gold. Verlaine, why don't you take this one?
All right, Jim. I don't know yet if this is going to be a good month. The first game coming out on Xbox One is going to be World of Van Helsing Death Trap. All right. I could probably say this is not a good month for me. Van Helsing, they already had one of the free games, the first one. And have you ever played any of them?
No, I haven't.
It's like Diablo. It's a Diablo kind of game.
Okay. I'm into that.
See, I'm not, so it was just, I don't know. So if you are, Death Trap is coming out. I don't even know. It's not World of Van Helsing 2, so I don't know really what Death Trap is, if it's an expansion or if it's actually a sequel or what the hell. Mm-hmm. Maybe you guys should tell me. And then the second game that's going to come out later in the month is going to be Killer Instinct Season 2 Ultra Edition. So they gave us Killer Instinct Season 1 a while ago free. Now Season 2, so you're going to get another... maybe 6 characters, 8 characters. Mm-hmm. Also, I guess the coolest part is that you're going to get the Killer Instinct 2, the classic version, like the arcade emulated version.
Cool.
And then with Xbox 360, The Cave is going to be the first release. That's a double fine game.
Yep, I've played
like,
it.
You played that?
Yes, I have. It was out on PlayStation.
Yeah, I was going to play that. Just to give it a whirl, I like Maniac Mansion. Some of those games, when it comes to games like that, a majority of click and point and click games, it's hit or miss with me, mostly sure. Miss.
Yeah.
But a game like Maniac Mansion, there's something about it that, like, even to this day, I'll go back and play that game.
Great game.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. And then Rayman Origins, the Xbox 360 version, is going to be free, of course, for Xbox One, 2. We already have Rayman Origins on Xbox One. So if you missed it when they gave it out free last time, you can get it on Xbox 360, backwards compatible this time.
Cool.
Rayman Origins, of course, is Rayman.
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 Rayman. Rayman. Yeah. Doesn't he count cards or something? Oh, no, that's Rain Man. Oh, that's different.
That's Rain Man.
Yeah. So, all right, well, that's cool. As far as PlayStation, we haven't really heard a lot of things, but a couple of the... for the PlayStation 4 PS Plus games, they are saying possibly Knack might be one of the free ones. That was day one of PlayStation, like, what, you know, 2 years ago, whatever. Yeah. So, which is a good game. I think I beat it in like 5 hours. So, you know, it's, as far as being free, yeah, that should be free. Cool game though. I had some fun kind of like figuring it out. It was to me, it was like Heavenly Sword for the PlayStation 3. Which was Heavenly Sword, which is a great game, but, you know, it didn't take you that long to get through it. It was, you know, the first game of the next gen, and it is what it is. So
yeah, well, they're making a sequel.
Yeah, I know. That's what I heard. So that's why there's another reason why that probably will be the game with gold, if not this month, maybe in the next few. So look for that.
Or maybe never, because people said that shit about Dead Rising 3. Because that was a day one launch, and that never was a free game. And that's the only game I've been waiting to become free from the past library.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't get excited when people are like, hey, let's just predict what the next game is going to be, because that's just a crapshoot.
It's total crapshoot. But as far as like the past shown, that is kind of in line, if you will. So that's all it is. So
yeah.
Just kind of look for that. If you see it, kind of be excited about it, because that would be a cool free game. that's all I'm saying. That'd be a cool free game. All right, well, cool. Let's get into our best and worst. And there's a lot of 2016. Verlaine, give me give me one of your favorite games other than Overwatch. Let's start with that.
All right, other than Overwatch, one of the best games 2016. Has to be Quantum Break.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Why would you say that?
Because it's an awesome game. The storyline was awesome. They integrated what a lot of games try to do, and that is running parallel with a TV show. Granted, it wasn't an aired TV show like what was this? That one game that did that. There was a show on Sci-Fi that ran next to it, and then all of a sudden the show got canceled, so then the game's like, oh, in the middle of nowhere. Anyways, it was great. They had good actors, famous people, semi-famous if you don't watch a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was just, for somebody who is just up multiplayer's ass, like, this single player game was just amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I played this game as much as I would play Overwatch. Like, every time I was near my Xbox, like, I'll play for I'll get through one mission. I can do one mission, go to the store, come back, do another mission. Like, it was just great. Like, and then I sat and watched every episode between levels in its entirety, because that's how, like, into the story I was. And I could be playing the game and go a half hour without touching the controller, and it was okay. I didn't complain once about how long it was, or
it, like, needed to be that good, long. It almost needed to be that. You know, like, with that storyline, it was like, oh, okay, like, this is kind of cool. It kind of reminded, it was filmed kind of like a 24, you know, if you ever watched the 24 series. But, like, I mean, with the game, it was so cool, because, like, how many times are you watching a show or a movie where you're like, man, I wish this was a video game? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and when you watch those episodes between each stage or whatever, it really makes you go, this is awesome. I'm glad this is a video game. You know, it's actually one of the first games that makes you kind of feel like you are in the show. And yeah. I do enjoy that. So, yeah, okay, I agree with you. That's a big one. I didn't even think about it. I got to be honest. But that, yeah.
And everybody, like, the whole, well, it used to be the new thing was making choices and kind of, you know, we're calling out the devs to like, you know, we're going to change what you have as the story, you know, change your mind, alter the story. This game does it perfectly in a sense where not only does the game change, but the episodes around the game change. What you find relating to the characters and, like, all the lore of the game changes so much where you want to play this game again, mm-hmm. just to see. I mean, you're altering the actual TV show by decisions you make in the game. It was amazing, and if you haven't played it yet, man,
I haven't gotten through it. I've played it. I haven't gotten through it.
No, so. I mean
the royal you.
In general,
yeah.
You people listening,
you people,
fucking play Quantum Break, man.
Seriously, Yeah, it is that good. That's a great game. One of the most fun games that I had in 2017. It was actually, or 2017, 2016. It was actually an indie game, and kind of we didn't really know what was happening. I know there was a free trial when it first came out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
PT?
No. But that could be another one. I'm thinking Unravel.
Okay.
When
that was a beautiful game. It was, I didn't play
you.
It all the
that's
way through, though.
That's a great word for it. It was a beautiful game. Like you start playing it, and just the world around you. It's just gorgeous. It's just how they did it, and it. But a little fair warning. It's a very depressing story. But with that, it's a good lesson, obviously. But it's a great puzzle game. If you're into puzzle game, you're into like figuring out how to get to the next part. How you do like this game has that. I played a lot of hours on this game, and I played it a lot. Yeah. So this game is one of those games that are, I think it's out there right now for $14.99 right now. I think it's $15.
Free on EA Access.
Oh, well, there you go. That's right. Forgot about that. Yeah. So if you have EA Access and you haven't played it yet, do it. This game, by far to me, was one of my favorite games of the year. Yes, yes, yes. Verlaine, what else you got?
Good.
This is fun.
Other than Overwatch?
Yeah. I like talking about games we haven't talked about in a while.
Let's see. 2016.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know if Battlefield 1, I can say, was one of the best. Just at this point, because
sure.
What happens with me in Battlefield, like Battlefield 4, I had it for a little bit, played it, stopped playing it, and then one day I played it, something clicked, and I just got good and kept playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Battlefield 1 is phenomenal-looking game. I mean, they're like, I don't even know if you can get better than what EA does right now with Battlefront and with the Frostbite engine in general. It's making games look so awesome that they're using it. Frostbite, right? Frostbite engine, notorious for being destructible environments. That's what Frostbite's like main feature was just so much destruction in the environments.
Yeah.
They're using it. They used it for the new FIFA. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like to an outsider, that is kind of weird. Like why not just keep with what you were doing, why would you even need the Frostbite engine for a soccer game? Probably for the graphics.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, Battlefield 1, it is a great game. It really does take first-person shooting back to, like, you know, the primitive era. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty.
Right.
I mean, the primitive era in first-person shooters.
Sure.
When you would pop in Call of Duty 2 and you would either play the campaign or go on multiplayer, it still wasn't what Call of Duty is now.
Right.
Just the frag fest craziness.
Yeah.
Like, I like the feeling. It's just that I think Overwatch has just convoluted everything else for me when it comes to first-person games.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to Call of Duty and Battlefield and, you know what, maybe even Doom, I'd have to give it to Battlefield.
Oh, nice.
After Overwatch, Battlefield 1 probably for the best first-person shooter.
I'll tell you, man, because, you know, I got Battlefield before you did. It was the campaign of Battlefield is unlike any other first-person campaign. It really is. You know, there's, like, what, 5 or 6 different storylines that you play, and they're roughly 2 to 3 hours, depending on how fast you could do it. But the storylines kind of tell the story of the war and, like, you know, where they were here and there and, like, the actual war veterans of that time. So as far as the campaign I'm in, I hate Battlefield multiplayer. I do. I just hate it. So that's kind of where I'm at with Battlefield. another game that I really enjoyed that I got through and, apart from the ending, and I think a lot of you would probably agree with me, it was a little weird. I think they just didn't know how to end it, was Uncharted 4: A Thief's End. I know you didn't play it. You don't have PlayStation, but like it was fun to play like that. Just the Uncharted gameplay itself is so much fun. You know, just killing all those people and, you know, swinging from one ledge to the other, and it's just and it's very that just like I said about Unravel, it's a very beautiful game. The storyline is definitely intact. I was afraid because the original writer of Uncharted left. Like she was it's Naughty Dog, right? Is that
Uncharted? Yeah.
Yeah. And she left Naughty Dog, so there was a lot of, is this going to be the same type of game? Are we going to get just this regurgitated bullshit that, you know, who knows what this going to be? No, I really think they came through, and it was a joy. I really enjoyed playing it. I played a lot of hours in that game, and their multiplayer is way more fun than Battlefield's multiplayer. The third-person battle.
I like it. It's like Tomb Raiders.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. I liked it a lot. Okay, give me one more.
Another one.
Yeah, you got any more? Come on, something that you enjoyed.
Did Batman come out this year?
What's that?
Did Batman come out this year?
The Telltale, I believe, was.
Oh, not the other one.
No.
Okay. Well, then I will have to say another great one, and it's kind of wrapping the entire series up. Is the Jackbox series?
Oh, cool.
Nice. For such a simple idea, and you know, you don't know Jack has been around for years, like 20 years more than that. It's great. It's a great game, especially when you have non-video game players around.
Yeah.
The whole trivia show aspect, I think, is what gets me. Like it's just different than playing Monopoly on your Xbox or Scrabble on your Xbox. It's a trivia game on your Xbox that you get to play on your phone with other people, and it's good, and we always go back to that game.
Mm-hmm.
And we always get the next iteration of that game.
It's fun. That is a fun game.
And they're already on 3. So yeah, check out all of them. Like they're sweet. Mm-hmm. They're fun. They're now.
They are now. a game that I was really into as far as mobile. Let's go as far as that. This year, Clash Royale came out. If you ever play any mobile games, this game is very cool. It's a one-on-one type, like a head-to-head type thing, and it's live, which is one of the coolest parts about this game. Anytime you go into a battle, you're actually playing somebody live. That is one of the coolest things. It's something a lot of games just don't do, other than like, you know, a console game. I'm talking mobile. It's very competitive. It's very strategic. I've played a lot of hours of Clash Royale. I really have. But yeah, I had a lot of fun with that, and you would too if you tried it. You would.
Yeah, if I get one of those phones that has
one
it,
of those,
maybe
one of them phones. So if there's a game we left out, which there's a lot of games we left out, and you think that it was better than these three games, let us know on our Twitter at GameFixShow. Now let's get into the worst of 2016, and let me tell you, there are more games on this list for me than there are the best, and I think that kind of goes with most. I'll go first in this one. I think it's just one of those games that everybody was complaining about, and for good reason. There was a lot of hype about this game, and they just didn't really meet the hype. No Man's Sky is, to me, one of my top most disappointing or worst games of 2016. The game itself is beautiful. There's a lot that goes into it, and trust me, there is a lot that goes into this game. But as far as, you know, they promised a lot of online play, you play with your friends and stuff, that really wasn't the case, and you couldn't really do that. So, yeah, it was just very disappointing for me. And, yeah, I mean, hell, the gamers dropped off, like, it was like 90%. They stopped playing it after a week or something like that. So,
really?
So, like, I mean, the game itself, I get it, but it's not, you know, like a first-person shooter. It's not like exciting. It's just kind of, let's just go to this planet and see what's on this one, and let's go to the next one. Oh, we can name this planet Game Fix Podcast if we want. For me, that was probably one of my top most, one of the worst games of the year. Just very disappointing. Very disappointing. How about you?
Well, real quick, we kind of missed one, and it was because it came out in like February. Fucking Rocket League, dude.
Oh, shit. Yeah, of course. You got Rocket League before I did. So, you know, because it was out on Xbox way before it was on PlayStation. But yeah, that's a good call. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's a fun game. Hell yeah. Okay. Anyway.
All right. So worst games, like, it's hard for me because, well, are we going to talk about kind of like bigger titles? Because there is so much shit that just litters the Xbox store. No offense.
Sure.
But like these indie guys are really ruining it for me when it comes to browsing for games. It might be like Xbox 360. There was a lot of shit on there, but yeah, they still had the independent shit and then Xbox Arcade, which was kind of like the professional shit, mm-hmm, like the dumbed down professional stuff. I don't know. I think one of the worst games for me, oh my God, what was it? Oh, dude, I just had it on the top of my head. It was a free game. Oh, they released that APB, All Points Bulletin.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, granted, the game's kind of old, but it was released on Xbox this year as a free-to-play game. It's like a new fad now where, like, Star Trek Online, which has been on PC for years and years, is coming over as a free, you know, MMO. They've got Neverwinter, but this game is just such... It was just such a piece of crap. Like, it's just... It angered me so much where I don't even want to try the games that are coming out now because it's just all these indie games are just, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. That just ruined it for me. APB was a really bad game. Right, it's a GTA clone. It's just not, it was stupid.
Yeah.
It was so promising. I was excited to be downloading it. And then I just saw what crap it was. And I mean, it was worth the money. Don't get me wrong. 100% worth the money. Mm-hmm.
Just not your taste. Okay. Another game that I really was like very disappointed because there was a lot of hype about it. I own the first game for PlayStation 3 back in the day. It's Mirror's Edge Catalyst is the new one that came out. You know me. I was a big fan of the first one, and with the second one coming out, I was just like, oh man, this is going to be great. There's so much parkour and it's just cool and it's fun. And you know what happened is it was cool and it was fun the first time it came out. The second time it came out, it was like, okay, this is the same thing. And what they were trying to do is make it much like a sandbox game. At least I think that's what they were trying to make it look like. But it was definitely anything but that. You know, like you couldn't really go anywhere you wanted. You can only go where you can climb on the buildings and you can, you know what I mean? Like where there's places to go. Obviously you can't go on the ground. Like why in this game I couldn't just walk on the street is beyond me. And I get it because of the storyline. You're a runner. You got to stay above things and you got to, like, you know, I mean, I can have a normal life too. I can just walk around. So like, I don't know. There's so many games out there where you can do that, where you can jump on things and that. And why this one didn't have that, and every time you fall off the building, you died, which I guess that's really
kind of reality. Way back in the day.
Yeah. So I don't know. It put a bad taste in my mouth, and I was like, man, like I was just disappointed because I was like, this game is sweet. Like, I can't wait for the next one. Yeah. Boo. Like, no, this sucks. I'm not buying this. So I'm glad I didn't. And yeah, so that would probably be my second of 2016.
I mean, it was definitely not. I mean, I wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
Like, I like it. I like I like first person. I like parkour. I just never got into Mirror's Edge. And then I did try this one out and I didn't like it. And in fact, it seemed like, I don't know why they would put it out on at all because it didn't seem to improve anything. The graphics still weren't great. And you can make anything look shiny in HD when everything around it is white.
Yeah.
You know, like they took no advantage of the new hardware for anything. And granted, I can't compare it, like the moves and the exact animations, to the last game. But with what was on the game now, like I felt very limited. Like if you're not going to give me a weapon, like give me a lot of shit to do.
Right.
And it just didn't seem like it. And again, yeah, they touted it like, you know, you can go anywhere and just parkour all over the place. You had to follow trails. You can only jump from certain red areas. And that was so stupid. Like, just if they're gonna only make you, if you can only run a certain route to beat a level or get somewhere, then like, why not? I just don't. I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's like it's making you stay on the rails more so than anything else.
Because
you're not staying on the rails and like admiring, at least admiring the graphics or the journey through the trail that you have to take, like in Rise, Son of Rome, where you have to, you know, it's on the rails. You have to go a certain place. But Mirror's Edge makes you fucking run through it. So you can't even like see everything, yeah. Which I know is the point of the game.
Sure.
I think they could have done way, way better with, and they had such a good fan base that I think they let down a lot of people.
I think they did. I did. I mean, they let down me. I was one of their biggest supporters when the first one came out. You know, I like, dude, that game was awesome. I played tons of hours on that game. You know, and because then after the game was done, I was like, okay, now I'm waiting for the next one. And it was like, oh, okay, that's what you got? Okay. It's like, it really, all they did is they just extended the first one. Like, really what it should have been was just a DLC. And it just failed.
Yeah. And I think like a arcade title, like a $15 fucking.
If it was $15, well, I would have considered
buying
it.
Free.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Download Unravel instead.
Yeah.
What about you?
They're both there. You get a pick.
Anyone else that pissed you off this year?
Bad games. Yeah, you know what was a bad game?
The Division.
Fucking. Okay, would that come out? That didn't come out this year, though.
It did.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, fuck yeah. Dude,
did
the
I
Division.
Just give you one? That's funny.
That wasn't what I was going to say.
No.
You reminded me of The Division.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about The Division then.
All right.
That game, like, when that game came out with its fake-ass multiplayer trailer, yeah. Like, no one with a half a brain would figure out that it was totally scripted. Like, that was when I was like, okay, wait, something's wrong here, because like the game looked sweet. What they were doing was sweet. But what we didn't know was that it was all set up. Like, they were just doing fucking role play in The Division.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, I got this guy over in this building. All right, let me set up behind this car. Okay, what do you got? I got my gun. All right, on the count of three, blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't need to do that in The Division because they're fucking AI. You know, like, that's not how the game works at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how you talk to each other at all. And the fact that, like, just the game had, people played it for, like, 3 or 4 weeks and then just fucking died off because it was so short. There was no content. The levels, it's just monotonous city. Granted, it looks cool. I say granted a lot. the city looks good for the first 10 minutes you're in it, and then you just don't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, that's too bad. That sucks. You know, it's kind of like, if you want to compare it to like Overwatch, which is obviously uncomparable, but like, you know, Overwatch is just one of those games where you always find new shit. You know, you're always discovering new things within the level or new areas or new whatever. So like with a game like The Division, it's kind of like, it's raining. Okay, what is this? Gotham? Like, that's
snow everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a grind fest for people who just. The same people who play Destiny are the same people who just buy those apps where you just see how many times you can click, you gain gold, and buy the little skins for your person, and then just keep clicking, clicking, clicking for no reason at all, no purpose. Yeah. You're just going in there, accumulating stuff, buying stuff for no reason at all.
Yeah.
To me, some people might... I mean, some people do enjoy it. They added some new things to it now, like a certain like new modes and stuff, but who gives a shit?
Right.
I don't. I was going to say
go ahead.
Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By far. Yeah, that was...
I mean, it's a Call of Duty game. The trailer looked... The trailer... Remember, I said the trailer made me want to play this game because it was just like they were like, fuck reality in this game. Let's just go totally overboard. Make up weapons that are just ridiculous. Give you all the skills you need. Finally, besides Black Ops, we'll put the wall running in. We'll put the double jumping in. We'll put all these levels where there's no gravity only when you're dead. There was no improvements. It was the same miserable fucking Call of Duty players just playing, trying to do the Division shit, just kill as much as you can for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
I took that as like a jab. I'm getting defensive.
I like it. No.
Because of...
Get heated.
Because of the way people play.
Get heated.
But yeah, like, Call of Duty is one of those games where I want to like it. I want to be able to... And it's not even like I want to be good at it, because there are certain iterations come around and I'm good at them.
Sure.
Modern Warfare 2, I was good at. Modern Warfare 3, I was good at. Ghosts, I was good at. And I know you don't like Ghosts.
Yeah, that's a terrible game.
But I was actually good at that game. I was good. I was in a clan. I was doing shit. But then, like, you know, there's the games like Black Ops 3 and Infinite Warfare and Advanced Warfare where it's like, I just can't do anything. It's just weird. Same fucking game, but, like, I can't live past 3 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, you see something, you're about to shoot and get shot from behind. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. It's always from behind. Points? It's always, like, they just appeared behind me because I was just right next to the door they came out of.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, game, it, something's going to happen. Call of Duty needs to either stop existing or they need to change shit drastically.
Oh yeah.
No,
they're
just
dying.
For me though.
No, they're definitely dying. I believe that. I think it's getting to the point where, you know, you can only get $60 from, douchebags as much as you can. each game just seems like another part of the original Call of Duty. Like it's just a DLC. Like it's just like
yeah. They could have just kept adding all these as map packs to Modern Warfare 2. And
now you have new guns. Oh, okay, cool. You know, like that could have been something. Yeah. So
yeah.
Last one for me. I haven't really played, but I've seen gameplay, and it's actually a shit game that should have came out in 2015, but instead it became 2016, and they decided to release this shitty game called The Last Guardian. And I know a lot of people are saying that this game is awesome, and this game is so cool, and it's so majestic, and it's so terrible. The game's terrible. Stay away from it. I don't know why this game gets the kind of rep that it does. For a game that's been pushed back, like why are people getting excited about this game? I don't know. But to me, it's one of the worst games of the year. I'd say stay the fuck away from it.
Yeah, that's look. I saw gameplay, and yeah, the graphics totally like they.
I don't judge games.
Obviously, didn't work on it.
Yeah, like don't get me wrong. I don't judge games on graphics. It's that is not the end all be all. But like when I see this game, and I'm just like, well, this game should have came out last year, you know. And this
a game like this, you have a right to judge on graphics because it was supposed to come out on the PlayStation fucking 2,
which would have been great.
From the 2 to the 4,
yeah.
Right, it would have made sense, but from the 2 to the 4, for them not to improve the graphics to where it doesn't look like Sony's they're known for that the look that they like God of War does. Like, all right, we're gonna make these hugely big creatures, right? But what we're really doing is just shrinking everything else down instead of making everything else big. And it's obvious in this game. From what I heard, the story is kind of sad. It's totally, it might sound racist. If so, fuck off, but it is totally like Japan fucking nuts. Like that's what it is. Like people in America just suck Japan's dick when it comes to video games. And I think it's just to spite everyone else or just to be cool. Like all these people who are like, oh, totally Dragon Ball Z. Like, look, really, if you have a brain in your head and you sit down and watch an episode of Dragon Ball Z and are entertained, you don't have a brain in your head.
I mean, I like it. I like Dragon Ball Z.
Like, there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way that people could be like so into this shit where they're going to accept this Last Guardian bullshit and like still back it up. No one's going to dog it. No way. It's fucking PlayStation, man. Like it's one of those games where it was like Duke Nukem. It had too much hype and they did it to themselves.
Yeah, they did. I think kind of the same goes with Final Fantasy. I know a lot of people are diehards with it, but that game is fucking weird. Really? I don't want anything to do with it. I'm sorry. It looks cool. It looks very beautiful. It looks very, like, the game itself looks awesome. But, like, I don't know, the storyline is just weird. And I don't know. It's not. It's something that I just don't want. I don't want that.
Well, it is what we are talking about, whatever it may be, this force of weirdness that comes from the West. Wait, the West? Yes. Or the East. Wait, West. From the West.
The Middle East.
No. The best description is we're going to take Dead Rising. When Dead Rising came out, Dead Rising was one of the games that made me want to buy an Xbox. So I was at PlayStation that was an Xbox exclusive, and it was fucking Dawn of the Dead video game. And I was like, fuck yeah. In the mall, zombies everywhere. All you have is whatever you can find in the mall. A soda can, a fucking toy Nerf gun. Whatever you could find is what you get to use. But then they started getting stupid with it, where it's like you're making masks and you're having fun with the zombies now. Now you're lighting them on fire and pissing on them and electrocuting them at the same time, and it's something to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're dressing up like a fucking like when the zombie apocalypse comes. Trust me, I am not gonna be running around with a big giant nutcracker hat on, you know, with wings, a bikini, and a bat with a bunch of nails in it. It's just stupid, and it takes away from the element of being serious.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy could be, like, Final Fantasy VII was a great game, except for the kind of the twirky little weird parts. Like, it's like they throw things in kind of to be cute or funny or something. I don't know. But that will bring me to my next worst game.
Mm-hmm.
Which also envelopes a series of games. And it is my good friend, the Lego Company.
Ah, you love it.
Any Lego game that they fucking come out with. And the only reason why
I'm surprised
I get
you didn't go with
a
Telltale
Lego,
game, but go ahead.
Telltale. Well, Telltale is different. Telltale, I don't like the hype behind Telltale where people are just, this is not a video game. Like, for what it is, it's good. It's an interactive comic book. I've already proven the fact that this whole decision-making that is such a basic premise in games nowadays doesn't work in that game, no matter what the fuck they say.
Right.
It doesn't work. It's a linear one-story, like, beginning end.
Yeah, like talking about staying on the tracks.
Right.
You know?
Like, I tried so hard in The Walking Dead to get off the tracks, it would not let me. It was crazy. Anyways, Lego. The reason Lego makes me mad is because they have these awesome licenses. Licenses that we need to be in video game form. Marvel superheroes,
yeah,
the Avengers, fucking Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
Indiana Jones. But guess what? We get them in video games in the form of this fucking childish bullshit. Like,
it's like, why don't they actually come out with
Marvel,
a game that's not Lego?
Yeah, Marvel Superheroes was such a the Lego Marvel Superheroes was such a good game. The controls were good. The story, the characters, it was fun. But it was fucking Lego.
Yeah.
Like, take your I want the Lego, whoever makes Lego games, I want you guys to make the exact same game, just reskin it in reality.
Yeah.
And watch how amazing the game is. Give us The Force Awakens Star Wars game, not in Lego, and see how much fucking more money you get from people. It's just, look, Legos exist in my world. I don't need to play with them on the fucking Xbox.
Yeah, I want to put things
together.
Plus,
there's so much potential, and still, and if you want to get technical, they still have not perfected and even really done what Lego is. You do not go into any of these games and get to build whatever you want.
Yeah.
You hold B and it automatically generates some thing. So it's not even a real Lego game. So if you're not going to give us the building part of what Lego is, then just take the Lego out of it and give us a game with good graph. And it's not even like they're really making the game out of Legos and doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like kind of stop motion kind of animation. It's all computers anyways. So just change the graphics.
Yeah. I'm with you, man.
It's such a waste.
Yeah.
It's
a kid's thing. I get it. And I'm sure they make good money with that. But yeah, I mean, as far as we go, you know, we want that unedited, gritty, you know, real.
Give us we don't have like a good story driven Star Wars game.
Mm-mm.
And we haven't for a while. The Force Unleashed, but I'm talking canon.
Yeah.
You know, like we don't get to play I guess it's coming full circle because when they were making games based on movies, usually they turned out to be shit. Maybe that's why they stopped doing it.
That could be.
But that's what Lego's doing.
Yeah.
You know, all I want is my fucking Avengers game, dude.
Yeah.
the greatest game that could have ever existed, you know, and it, we got
would have been Legos or without got
fucking
Legos.
Lego.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Fucking Lego is the Funko Pop of Xbox One.
Oh, come on. You like Funko?
Because they get all the licenses and just make them all cute.
Oh, dude, I got a couple of new ones. Hell yeah. Yeah, I got, you know, you ever seen Step Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah, I got the Dale.
The brothers?
Yeah, it's so awesome.
That's cool.
But anyway, yeah, I was pretty excited about that. But all right, well, yeah, that's our most fun or best or whatever and worst of 2016. What are yours? Let us know on our Twitter at GameFixShow. So let's get away from games for the rest of the show and let's talk some movies. Movies. I went to well, of course, Star Wars. You know, we saw the Star Wars. Let's talk trailers first because we got Brucey B. He's got his review for Star Wars, so we'll leave that up to him. The Power Rangers movie that's coming out, it's getting more traction. I think this is something that people are unexpecting. You know what I mean? Or you know, it's just not really the most anticipated, but with the type of movie that they're trying to put out there and what they're trying to portray, it looks pretty good. I'm actually excited. I wasn't a big Power Rangers guy back in the day. Verlaine, I know you were. What do you think about this?
When I first heard about it, I thought it was awesome because there was this, there's the Power Rangers, like this, I guess if you search Power Rangers R-rated or whatever on YouTube, there's this fan-made like Power Rangers as if today, you know, like time went by and today they're still, you know, they're grown-ups, but they're still Power Rangers. That was sweet. So I kind of expected something cool. Like, and even from the previews, like the first one, we were just teased. I mean, we were showed a bunch of like, you know, everybody's just being bullied and, you know, degenerates, and that's how they form their little group of kids. But what's irking me now is the way that they are portraying the characters. Not so much as the Power Rangers, like their suits. I mean, I see them kind of, I don't know. I'm not a real fan, I guess, of the suits. They're kind of stretching.
Well, they're making it more updated and more movie, you know?
Yeah. And there's probably going to be some sort of, you know, it all depends on how they put it on, obviously. And if it goes on, like in the trailer, like it's like a symbiote, how Venom would go just dress up into Venom, how he kind of like just morphs all over his skin. Like, I could see why that looks like that, you know?
Yeah.
My biggest gripe is the Megazord.
I did see that.
I was at Walmart. I don't think it's been in any of the trailers,
no,
but I was at Walmart and they're selling the toys already. And I see this thing, I'm like, this is weird. What the fuck is it? And I thought it was like the new version of Zed. Do you know who Zed is?
No.
He's the guy who looked like Spawn. He was like Rita Repulsa's partner or boss.
Okay.
I thought it was him, but it was a Megazord. And I think that's what's going to like kind of set some of the fans away from this movie. Like me, I wasn't, when it came out, I was kind of a little older than the target audience, but
yeah.
I enjoyed it because it was like Voltron. It was our Voltron, like the new live action Voltron, which was, of course, five dudes, cat robots, and they combined to make one big Voltron, which everybody controls. And part of that was that, you know, you see the, you know, if the Red Ranger is in the pterodactyl and the blue one's in the tiger and the other one's in the elephant, when they form the robot, you see where they are. Like, it might look a little goofy,
right,
but really having two lions as hands and like,
dude,
I remember
the action figures, the Megazord you put together. Like, I remember
back
in the day my friends had those and that thing was awesome.
and it made sense, like, logically. Then you're like, oh, I could see how this could be real, how these pieces could form to make this being.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how they're doing it in the movie, but it looks like the Megazord may either they don't combine to make it, or I don't know. And that's what's kind of like casting doubt for me. And I'm a fan and I want, and because this is based on the original, the first year Power Rangers, not any of the other ones. So it's got Rita Repulsa. It's got, Goldar in it. It's got, you know, Billy and all like, the original Power Rangers.
Right.
So I don't know. I think just we'll have to keep watching.
Yeah, I think so. So far, what they've shown looks okay. I'm interested. I'd like to see a little bit more. But actually, something that you turned on to me about is the new Alien movie coming out. Covenant. That's the name of it. The trailer they showed has a few tells of a, I guess, a human turning into what do you call that?
The xenophobe.
Like the xenophobe. Yeah, yeah. That's something that we haven't really seen a lot in movies. I know, obviously, in the Mortal Kombat video game, you had the xenophobe. Excuse me. But in
the xenomorph.
Xenomorph. Excuse me. But in this one, I can see it. And it's looking pretty creepy, man. I mean, to me, Alien is a horror series. It really is a horror series. And Alien being one of the most scariest horror villains, this movie is no exception. I think this is something that people are really looking at. And I know you are a big Alien fan. What do you think about this? Is this something you're looking forward to seeing?
Oh, yeah, anything with Alien.
Okay.
Yeah, anything that comes out with Alien, like, I'm on board. Yeah, and so the first Alien movie obviously was a horror movie. And then it kept bouncing back and forth because the second one, Aliens, is more sci-fi action. And then you had the game, what was it? Isolation, Alien. Yep. Isolation, the game that came out on console. That was back to like the horror where there's one alien. Alien 3 was the same way. It was more like a horror. This one, I'm excited about this one because of Prometheus. Did you ever watch Prometheus?
No, I haven't, but I know what you're talking about.
And there's, I'm afraid that there's a lot of people that are Alien fans that never watched Prometheus. Prometheus, you have to watch because it ties in. It would have been called Alien something or other. But for some reason it wasn't. And it's like Prometheus kind of touched on the origin of humanity, actually. And it's real weird. It's hard for me to explain Prometheus because it's just like explaining to somebody like really the Matrix. Yeah. You know, there's so much to it. But what this movie is doing is it's bringing it back to saying, hey, this is an alien movie. Prometheus has it's tying Prometheus in with the alien movies, which it should have done immediately. But if you didn't watch the alien movies, you wouldn't have known it was an alien movie because you wouldn't have seen the little subtle like hints. Mm. And if you're an alien fan and never really read up on Prometheus because you had no idea, then you missed out.
Okay.
This movie is going to tie it together. It looks like it's actually going to be the true origin of the xenomorph, of the alien, which we don't have. Prometheus was part of it, but it still didn't explain a lot.
Okay.
And that's why I'm in for it for the explanation, because I am a huge fan. Like, right. Alien versus Predator, the movies, like, I watch all the time.
Yeah, those are sweet. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Apart from what's his name?
Colonial Marines?
The Adrian Brody. Come on. I don't believe that.
Wait, no, that was Predators.
That was Predator. Wasn't that Predator versus Alien? Or Alien versus Predator, wasn't that?
No, because wasn't he he ended up being, remember, he was like the monster. Like, he killed that chick.
Right, he was a murderer on
the island.
Yeah, that's so stupid. All right. Yeah. and something else we mentioned before the show started to each other, Thor, Ragnarok. And I know, you know, it's kind of like, oh, it's another Thor movie. Well, this one in particular is going to kind of set the stage for the what do you call it? The gauntlet.
The Infinity Wars.
Yeah. So, and with this, you're actually going to see, apart from Thor, you're actually going to see Hulk in space. As like kind of like World War Hulk, kind of like that type of thing. I'm super psyched about it. I can't wait to see that. Just because Hulk he's gonna tear shit up.
And, but like, yeah, go on.
No, I'm just saying. Like, yeah, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Well, that's just so if they were to bring the Hulk in, because like he's gone. They don't know where the hell he is. So he comes back. In this Thor movie, first of all, I think he's not going to be a good guy. Second of all, he's going to be a more intelligent Thor talking, and he's three going to be the, I believe he was the king of that planet.
Oh, you mean Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So with those three things,
Scarif or what's the name of the,
Scarif is a Star Wars. Or this, I don't know.
There's some
Planet Hulk.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But they're going to have to like delve into that at some point when you think they can't just bring the Hulk back talking, wearing a crown and beating the shit out of Thor without explaining it. And to explain it, I don't know. That's weird because that's not even the explanation. That's not even how he got, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, they take liberties and you know that. But I mean, with this, obviously, they have to kind of figure out how they're going to set it up because, you know, obviously they're going to try to tie it in eventually with Guardians of the Galaxy as well.
Wait. I think I was wrong. I was thinking of Planet Hulk. World War Hulk, isn't that just when Hulk just starts destroying the Earth?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah.
But yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, like, they're all going to tie in very soon.
Yeah. And and speaking of, that new Guardians of the Galaxy looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a car. Something like that. Okay. All right, well, without further ado, Brucey B, he was excited to do this, so we had to let him do it. We gave you a week to kind of watch it, and, well, here is Brucey B's review of Star Wars Rogue One. Brucey B, go.
Yo, what up? This is me, Brucey B. I'm going to be doing my Rogue One, a Star Wars story review, and I'm going to tell you something. The movie is freaking awesome. Awesome! So let's say out with the old and with the new. J.J. Abrams and this director nailed the franchise. I'm going to say wicked pissed to this. I mean, unbelievable, okay? This movie has a 1977, 1976 feel for the whole thing. I mean, like you went back in time and watched like Star Wars 3.5. Okay, it is a Star Wars movie, but there is a little bit of a change in the beginning of the movie. First of all, there's no crawler, and the font is different in the beginning, if that makes a big deal to you. It does start out the same way. Every Star Wars movie starts out with a ship or planet in space. That's how George started. That's how everybody still does it to this day. Okay, I watched this movie. I felt like a kid. I mean, I saw Leia's ship in there. I saw Yavin 5. I saw Darth Vader's Excalibur starship. I mean, really, really cool. Okay, the acting in this movie is top-notch. I loved it. I mean, the actors and actresses they picked for this were unbelievable. And the locations, oh my God, the locations were killer. That was like one of the best parts of the whole movie. Okay, the new droid in this movie, KS-2O, unbelievable. He's a 3PO killer. I mean, 3PO who? This robot was amazing, amazing. First of all, he's a smart mouth. And second of all, the stuff he says is this way too funny? And he even says, I have a bad feeling about this. I mean, you can't get no better than that, okay? Let's talk about Donnie Yen's character. The blind guy, was he a Jedi? I don't know, but was he badass? Unbelievable. I mean, he takes out like 15 stormtroopers all by himself. Okay, Felicity Jones' character, really good. I loved it. And everybody else in the movie is unbelievable. I mean, the good guys are good. The bad guys are evil. I mean, evil is not the word for it. Loved it. Okay, let's talk about the true star of this movie. I call it the Death Star. Unbelievable. This thing is so powerful. I mean, when I say it's bad, it's like B-A-D-D, bad. Let's talk about Vader. Badass, he's killing people with his lightsaber, force crushing everybody with his other hand, ripping out guns. The man is just badass. Very cool. Okay, this is the only Star Wars movie ever without a Jedi Knight in it, or a Jedi, period. The only Jedi person is Darth Vader, and technically he's not a Jedi, he's a Sith Lord, so no Jedis. Then you see Darth Vader taking a bath. One thing we never saw him do is eat yet. Does he eat, or does he just live off fear and hate from everybody else in the galaxy? Okay, spoiler time. Everybody dies in this movie. I mean, everybody. When you see the very ending of this movie, you're going to say, oh my God. Second part, Grand Tarkin is brought back CGI. unbelievable. And Princess Leia, when she was like 19, she's brought back too. Okay, out of 1 through 10, the Brucey B score, I'm going to rate this a 12 or a 15. Unbelievable. I think one of the best Star Wars movies ever. It could compare to Empire Strikes Back. It's that good. Okay, this is Brucey B. I'm saying goodbye from Vacation Land. And God bless, have fun, rock on, and please see the movie. I'm going to see the movie at least like 2 or 3 more times. It's that good.
All right. Well, thanks to Brucey B. That was great. I'm glad he's on vacation. He needs it. Him and his wife. He said he was on vacation, but he's actually in Paris. So just so everyone knows where he's at.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Kind of cool, right? So So that's good for him. He's got a couple more. He wanted to do. He was talking about Assassin's Creed, but I don't know if anyone really cares that much about it. But we'll see.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, we'll see if he wants to do it.
I'll try to watch that one.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll ask him if he's down to do that one, and you might hear that next week. That's what we're looking at. And actually, next week, holy crap, dude, it'll be the first show of 2017. So instead of looking back like we did this episode, we were going to look forward. Okay, so.
Oh, I love looking.
Yay. So we're going to talk about some upcoming games coming out. And what we're excited about, and what we're not excited about, what we're anticipated about, stuff like that. So, again, if you guys please follow us on Twitter at GameFixShow, leave your best and worst of 2016 video games. We'd like to know. We'd like to know what you're thinking and what you've been playing and blah 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 blah. Verlaine, you got anything else?
Blah blah blah.
That's all you got? All right, good. All right, well, Brucey, why don't you, tell people goodbye?
Goodbye. Have a nice day. Peace.
See ya.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Hey there. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Audrey.
We are a sister filmmaking duo
and co-hosts of Sleepover Cinema,
our show where we analyze the films that created the collective unconscious of the girls, gays, and theys of the late 90s and early 2000s.
Princess Diaries, The Cheetah Girls, Aquamarine, Cinderella, the one starring Brandy.
We haven't stopped thinking about these movies since we first saw them, and we want you to rewatch them
and review them with us.
Are these movies as bad as critics would have us believe?
Do we even care if they are?
We are always unpacking that very question on Sleepover Cinema.
Check out Sleepover Cinema wherever you get your podcasts or at evergreenpodcasts.com.
See you soon.